In the 5th century AD, another 100 years later, an author named Macrobius wrote a work called Saturnalia, which contains a discussion of Virgil and Virgil's works and a great deal of information on Virgil. So while certainly we would prefer to have material about Virgil's life, personality, method of working, and so forth from much closer to his own contemporary time, as I said, most scholars think that these three authors, Donatus, Servius, and Macrobius, are drawing on written materials that we have now lost that probably preserve genuine traditions from Virgil's own day. Among the things that Servius, Donatus, and Macrobius tell us is that the Aeneid was incomplete when Virgil died in 19 BC. He was on his way, he was on a journey to Greece to get local color, we're told, for those bits of the Aeneid that deal with Greece, when he caught a fever and died. And the tradition tells us, the tradition is preserved by these three authors, tells us that on his deathbed, Virgil asked that the manuscript of the Aeneid be burned, that he was so dissatisfied with his epic as it stood at the time of his death that when he realized he was dying, he said, destroy it, don't let anyone see it. Augustus stepped in and forbade the burning of the manuscript. Rather, Augustus commissioned two friends of Virgil's, also poets, two men named Varius and Tucca, to amend the Aeneid, to polish any terribly rough edges for publication, but, we're told, not to add anything to it, to smooth out some of the awkward corners, perhaps cut a bit here and there, but not to add anything to it. So, if we can trust tradition, Virgil wanted the Aeneid destroyed. Augustus saved it for posterity. And it's worth considering just what a work it would have been had Virgil lived if he considers the Aeneid as we have it so incomplete, so unworthy that he didn't even want it published. The story that the Aeneid was unfinished when Virgil died actually provides us a method of checking the accuracy of Servius and Donatus to some extent, because there is internal evidence that the Aeneid is, in fact, unfinished. The primary evidence that the Aeneid is not complete is the presence in it of more than 50 half lines, that is, incomplete lines of dactylic hexameter. Dactylic hexameter is a very regular meter. There are 6 feet, to use the metrical terminology, per line of dactylic hexameter. That's what hexameter means, 6 units per line. There are several lines in the Aeneid, more than 50, as I said, that are incomplete, that have only 2 or 3 or 4 feet. Now, it's quite clear that an ancient author writing in the meter of epic would not intentionally leave a line half finished, any more than Shakespeare would have stopped in the middle of a line in the middle of a sentence. That simply would not have happened. So the unfinished lines are clear evidence that Virgil intended to go back and fill out those sections a little bit. There are also a few inconsistencies in plot that some scholars think are indications that the Aeneid is unfinished. For instance, places where in one part of the Aeneid, Virgil will say that person A gave a particular prophecy to Aeneas. In another part of the Aeneid, he'll say that another person, person B, gave the same prophecy to Aeneas and not seem to account for these two different stories. Many scholars think that those inconsistencies are also signs that the Aeneid is unfinished, though some think that perhaps they were intentional, perhaps there's a reason for them. However, when I say that the Aeneid is unfinished, I don't want to sound too gloomy about that. It's pretty clear, I think at least, and again I believe most scholars would agree with this, it's pretty clear that the overall outline of the story, the overall shape of the story is there. We don't think, for instance, that there were 3 more books that Virgil intended to write, that he intended the Aeneid to be a work of 15 books rather than 12. It seems fairly clear that the overall shape of the work is complete. It's the details, the making sure the plot is consistent everywhere, the finishing off of those half lines. It's in areas like that that the Aeneid is incomplete. So, in this lecture, We finished our examination of the background and context in which Virgil wrote by looking at the Augustan age in general and Virgil's place in Augustan culture in particular. In the next lecture, we will, at last, turn to discussing the Aeneid itself through a detailed examination of Book 1, the opening book of the Aeneid.